Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm disappointed in Mo.
Oh.
And Kaylee.
Oh.
Me too.
That makes sense. You guys.
I don't even know what she's talking about. But I can tell you right now, I stand with Kristen.
Yeah. What'd you do, Mo?
It's what you both did. Now, I'm not going to call out this establishment by name because it's a perfectly fine establishment, okay? So I'm not going to mention where you all went because that's not, you know, the specific establishment is not what I'm trying to target here. We have a business colleague who came into town from Los Angeles to meet all of us and have meetings with us, okay? She is lovely. And she hasn't been to Atlanta in a very long time.
She's got family here, but she hasn't been here in a while.
And so she's coming in to have these one-on-one meetings with everybody, right? So I get excited when somebody comes into our city and I do a little research and I want to make sure that I take them to a place that represents our beautiful city well.
Okay.
And I took her to Storico Fresco over there in Buckhead. It's a fabulous Italian restaurant. They have a cute little bar scene. So we bellied up to the bar. They have a bartender that does, like, you know, craft cocktails and stuff like that. So we had our cocktail. She had her old fashioned. I had my espresso martini. We got some prosciutto crudo and some fried artichokes. It was lovely. We had a lovely meeting together.
But you're fancy like that.
That's not fancy. Storico Fresco is not fancy.
You got bruschetta or whatever you call it in a restaurant.
Prosciutto.
Yeah, that's
not bruschetta.
I don't understand any of the words you just used.
Anyway, it's a tasty spot, right? And then I'm sitting there talking to her, and I'm like, so who have you met with? And like, where'd they take you? And she goes, well, I met Kaylee first, and he took me to insert chain restaurant here.
No.
It's not a...
That is a chain...
It ain't McDonald's.
It's
or,
not, I didn't say fast food.
No, okay.
It's a chain restaurant. It's a chain restaurant.
Well, but some chain restaurants are better received than others.
Nope. It's a chain restaurant. And
Are you afraid that we're going to offend an advertiser?
No, they don't need to be. It's a perfectly fine restaurant to go to, but not when you have company from out of town.
Honestly,
and you want to show them a good time.
My guess is Kaylee had a gift card to that chain.
Is that true?
No, but you know what? But I will point out something that when we ponied up to the bar in the same way you did, Kristen, just not at a foo-foo restaurant, apparently.
Mine's not a foo-foo restaurant.
Well,
Sounds foo-foo.
It's not, I promise.
One of our colleagues happened to come up to the bar next to me, Dallas, from the country station.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to pay for the meal, which Brittany was like, no, I've got it because I got the corporate credit card. And I'm like, okay, fine. But we went to pay. They had already taken care of it for us. So I didn't, no one had to pay.
I didn't even know I was paying for these lunches, but now I know.
You didn't pay. Yeah. Hey, guess what? You didn't pay.
I have my lunch with her later today. I'm upgrading where we're going now.
Well, then I applaud you for taking her to the cheap ass one.
I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, they do have a lunch special, two slices and a drink for like $7.99. You can't beat that.
Did you take her to Pizza Hut?
No.
No, but it's a chain restaurant.
Okay.
And so then we're sitting there, and I was like, like, and I was slightly disappointed because there's so many fabulous spots and fabulous haunts in our city, right? And then I'm like, okay, well, who are you meeting next? And she's like, I'm going to meet Mo and Katie. And I'm like, that's awesome. Where are they taking you? The same place. No.
Did you know that he had taken
her? No.
Here comes Katie.
Shame on y'all.
To be fair, for Mo and Katie, that place is their haunt. Like, they go there all the time, right?
Is this the one right across the street?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There's nothing wrong with going there. But when you have company from L.A. come into town and you want to take them out and show them Atlanta, is that where you're going to go?
Katie.
Look, when it comes to Mo and I, right, we received an email and she said where she was going before. And she had an hour window. So I wanted to keep her close and in the same range. So I was like, why not take her to the spot where we go? Yep. We had no idea what Kaylee was going
to
do.
I would just like to point out the fact that Katie said, I chose the spot where we would meet.
Also,
Mo, just to be clear, Mo went where he was asked to go.
Okay.
That's all. Mo did.
Okay, so, and also I want to point out the fact that you made her go out of her way and drive further from her hotel to meet you when I went closer to her hotel to make it more convenient for her.
Okay, well, now, to be fair, I set up the meetings and I had her meeting Kaylee at the station.
Okay.
So that one's on me.
All right, so this is typically the way a guy thinks, is like, let's think more convenience than we are going to be to impress.
Well, I wasn't trying to impress. I was trying to have a meeting, but it wasn't even established that we were going to lunch. We could have just met here at the station. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why don't we just mosey on across the street real quick?
All right, let me make these guys look better.
Okay.
Thank you, Bert.
I took her to Wing Factory. Right here on Roswell Road.
great food.
Great food at Wing Factory.
I just don't even know what to do with you guys.
I just read the email. The email said we're meeting here at this time. And I said, well, that's convenient. And I showed up. That's all I did.
You're the type of people who visit New York City and go to Hard Rock Cafe.
No, they're there in Times Square doing Bubblegum Shrimp Company. Olive Garden, we're family here.
Now, to our credit, we did put her up in a very nice hotel.
And they brought her to every chain restaurant. Sorry, babe, you only get one.
Did you know the headquarters of Chick-fil-A is here? Let's go to Chick-fil-A.
It's one of the dwarf house.
I stand with Kaylee. I stand with Mo.
Thank you.
Chick-fil-A would have been better because they don't have that in L.A.
Yeah.
There's no bar at Chick-fil-A.
Kristen, we're not all like that. I did research.
You did? Where'd you take her?
I'm going today after the show.
Where are you going?
I was asked to take her to have coffee. And normally, first coffee place, I thought, I could go around the corner to Prado to Target, take her in Target and go to the Starbucks. Oh, I said, nay, I will not do that to our visitor from Los Angeles. I said, I will go on the internet and I will search the best coffee place in Atlanta. So we will be having coffee at Dancing Goat Coffee Bar.
Perfect.
Because it's a little bit special. It's a little taste of the city,
yes.
Right? Which I happen to think Wing Factory is also.
Yeah, well, Tommy, you could just tell her to come here and then just walk her like 100 feet down the hall to the coffee machine.
Like, I would have been more impressed if you would have said, like, Magic City. I would have been like, that's an acceptable wing place in Atlanta.
An institution, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, speaking of institutions, let's get serious here. We only have about a minute or two left in the break because the level of hate and meanness here, I just don't get it.
Well, it's not a complicated story, but it's a shocking one to say the least. So bystanders stopped a 26-year-old woman from setting fire to the home where Martin Luther King Jr. was born. So if you're an Atlantan, you're very familiar with this like national historic site, and this is the birth home of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And there was two visitors from Utah who stopped this woman from pouring gasoline on the porch and the door of the home. And then there happened to be there at the same time, two off-duty New York Police Department officers who happened to be visiting the house at the same time. They chased her down and detained her until the Atlanta Police Department arrived. There's actually video of this, of her on the porch pouring gasoline. She had hidden a lighter underneath a bush and she was about to light it and they blocked her from getting back up to the porch. They said that she had nervous energy, but she wasn't aggressive. And then when she wasn't able to light the fire, she just started walking swiftly down the street. And that's when the two New York officers restrained her. They haven't released the name, but the relatives describe her as a veteran who was experiencing mental distress.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's so tragic all the way around.
It really is. But thankful for those good Samaritans that preserved a piece of history that is so sacred to Atlanta.
For sure. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.